Back in Farakoi. Lili Nishmasi Mimbura Sirvus Vas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Kessler family. Udufur Shlema Liza Tova Bas Esther Gruna, daughter and sister of a cancer patient, now diagnosed with COVID. And by Sruli Bernstein, not Bornstein, Bernstein. Lili Nishmas, my father-in-law's yard side, Avram Lake Ben Meir Halevi. I forgot how to pronounce it. He told me once how to pronounce it, and now I'm drawing a blank. Raboisai. It's unbelievable. It was very difficult. I'm not going to lie. It was very difficult. Jumping around from city to city, traveling from Israel to America, from America to this, from this. But it was worth every second. It was unreal. The experience yesterday in Los Angeles, getting to meet the chever there, this guy, I mean, Shlomo Lazarian, he took me to the chasana, which was, I don't know, 40 minutes away, and he stayed there. The entire chasana, sitting in his car, refused to move. I said, I'm going to Uber it, big deal. No, so I was done here in Los Angeles, waited, he got another car, he borrowed a car, a nicer one, a bigger one, the kids are unbelievable. So I took the red eye, for those of you who don't know, and they're strong, maybe they don't know what a red eye is, I took the 12 o'clock flight, 12 a.m., and it arrives in New York at about 8 a.m. The kids, you're supposed to get like 3-4 hours of sleep. Tashtes how it is, especially when you have the back seat. So it was Muridika flight, to say the least. I got Muridika amount of sleep. And here we are, because we're doing the daf. There are no days off. But I'm saying it was worth every second. But to meet the chevre in Los Angeles, to meet the chevre in Lakewood, to meet everywhere, it was unbelievable. Who do we meet? We met the guys in the Five Towns, the guys in Borough Park, the Shever Brachas, the Chat. Murdered. Okay. Be'ezra Hashem, if they let us back in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be flying back to Eretz Yisrael Sunday night. Also going to be a nice trip. Shear right before, catch a flight, the whole thing. So we have here just a couple of emails. Rabbi Eli.
I think you forget Eli.
Yeah.
I think you forgot the mic for YouTube.
Yeah, I don't think I got it. I didn't. If I did, it's by the front door somewhere. You're talking about the one that you got me?
No, the one that you usually use on the phone.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. It's on the floor. Just dangling around. So, does that mean nobody heard a word on YouTube? Or they heard a little bit?
It was okay, but it's much better now. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Better late than never. Okay. But just in time for the emails. All I was saying on YouTube, Rabbi Yisai, is that I had a tremendous experience. Meeting everybody, the chevro, was a tremendous chizuk for everybody. It was great. Rebelli just wanted to compliment you on how enjoyable it is to learn with your shir. I learned the Dav as part of the 5:40 a.m. Adas Yisrael Shir Chabur for the past 4 years. Started watching 8 minute, Brochus. I started listening to other Dav Shirim that are nice, but nothing close to the enjoyment of learning in a shir with a good group of guys. So he's saying it's not the shir so much as the camaraderie, great group of guys. That being said, your shir is something else. Ever since I started watching it in the middle of Shabbos, I'm hooked. And even now, when I'm back to the regular 5:40 a.m. at Adas Yisrael Shir, where's this place? I don't know. He didn't tell me where it is. I'm supposed to know where Adas Yisrael is. Okay. I still watch the Shir sometimes before, and sometimes I gave 8 years of Adaf Yomi in Adas Yisrael. But that was in Chicago. So he must be in a different place. Sometimes before, sometimes after, but I watch it every day. Now he says, I have a joke that I'm going to meet some of the Magadish Shurim that I listen to, because he listens to the Shiurim on 2x speed. I met a Lubavitcher guy, a very, very geschmacky guy in Los Angeles who watches 4 Magadish Shiurim at 2x speed. I asked him, who's the best one? And he said, the other guy. No, he said, you're all good. You all have different milas. Okay. But he watches at 2x speed. So he says that when he meets the Magadish Shiurim, he's going to greet them. He's going to tell them, it's so nice to meet you in 1x speed, Givaldi. The best part is that even when I can't make it the regular shiur, I always have rebellion. I never fall behind even on vacation. I know it's real hard work to put a real share every single day. It's good. You just want to learn. It's much appreciated. Avraham Dabrov, Ishkoyach. P.S. I would really appreciate it if the WhatsApp sheets were uploaded before 5:40 a.m. New York time. Oh, he's in New York. That's wrong in New York. By, I can't say his name because at the end he writes anonymously, written by anonymous. His name is Solomon. B. Solomon, we'll call him. He's a bacher. I love these guys, these young guys that love to learn the daf. It's called Daf Yomi Changed My Life for the Better. Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. I want to let you know that from the start of Sukkot, I've heard not stop amazing, entertaining, interesting stories. I just can't get enough of it. Sometimes I even stop in the middle just to hear the story over again. So in turn, I will say a story about myself. From birth through sixth grade, he never had a love for learning. The kitzer, but he's in seventh grade in 2019. So today, what is he? He's in ninth grade. Really, kitzer, he started to do the daf. He's going to daf Yom Yishir. The kitzer, then his Rebbe told him about the Chabur Shas program, I believe. He doesn't call it Chabur Shas, but that Yuchazer, last week's daf, the month before, the this before. And okay, he hopes he's going to finish Shas like that. Unbelievable, he's doing a lot of Chazaras. And he started doing our daf with Yuma. I could say the cycle changed my way, the daf, and since I always did the daf, I now I can't go a day without doing the daf, and it's in my routine. I make sure to make time for it. Sometimes I finish late at night, and sometimes I finish early, it just depends. Rabbi said, we can learn from this young kid. He's a young kid. No matter what, he always does the daf, if it's late at night, early in the morning. Now I am happy to say that daf is part of me, but I don't think I could have done it without you and all your chizuk and the stories kept me going. I owe you much thanks. Thank you, Rebbe Eli, and the whole mishpacha for all that you have impacted so many of us anonymously, written anonymous. Raboisai, here we go. We have a very, very easy daf today. Daf Lamed Ches. So we're holding the last line on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Omer Rebbe Yosi bar Oven v'seimo Rebbe Yosi bar Zvilo. Zois oimeres, shiore mitzvah ma'akmes haparonos. We're discussing the na'anuim, shaking of the lulav. You do it this way, you do it that way. And one of the reasons is to get rid of the bad ruchos, the bad do. So you see from here that shiore mitzvah, the leftover of the mitzvah, the part of the mitzvah that's not ma'akim. If you don't do na'anuim, or let's say tnufa of the animal, it's not ma'akev. If you don't lift the animal up and you go back forth, you can still, it's still a karma. That's a possible. So you see, shiara mitzvah ma'akev ha'puronos. I guess maybe what the Gemara is trying to say here is a kavachomer. If the side part of the mitzvah, the part of the mitzvah that's not super important, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. If you make the bracha on tilas lulav and you don't go in all directions, you still yaitzah. Yet that part has such power to stand, to have, to control, so to speak, the winds and the hurricanes and all that. That's the side part. Can you imagine if you do the real part of the mitzvah, the part that is makiv, how much power that has? Sharit nuva shiori mitzvahi. The lifting and the shaking of the animal is the side part of the mitzvah. Voitzeres ruchos utloim roim. And it has the power to stop the bad winds and the bad dews. Bamarova, v'chein belulav, the same halachas of moving the animal back and forth in all directions, and nusach Ashkenaz, just going to go Ashkenaz, front, right, back, left, go in a circle, up, down, or if you're nusach Sfar, I'm not even going to attempt to remember how they do it. Somebody told me it is al pi Kabbalah. It's to the right, then to the up, then to the back, left, down. Okay, whatever. You're all laughing because that's how you do it. There's very few Ashkenaz on now. Most of the guys on Borough Park. All right. V'omar Rava v'chein belulav. Rav Acha bar Yaakov mamtilei u'maislei. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov would do the nanuim. I made a bracha. And then he would say a very, very famous line in Masechta Sukkah, Omar, Dein Giro be'enei de sitna. This lulav should be an arrow in the eye of the satan. I actually found a picture. I don't know if it's appropriate for the shir. It's not mamish the satan. It's like a guy dressed up for the satan. So it's whatever. It's an arrow in the eye of the satan. Says the Gemara. V'lav milsi. It's not appropriate to talk like that. Mishum de osi ligruyebe. You hear this? If you start out with the Yetzirah, with the Satan, he's going to be Moiser Nefesh. He's going to be Moiser Atzmai, whatever that means, says Rashi. He's going to take it to the next level. You don't start out with him. Right now, he's cool. What are you telling him? Look, Satan, I was able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lulav al Abchav al Chamoscha. Even though you didn't want, you tried everything. You tried to trip me up. You tried to give me a bad Lulav. You tried to give me the Yetzirah that I shouldn't do it. I should just drop my credit card, let somebody else. I did it. I did it myself. So he's going to step it up one more notch. He knows how to step it up. Don't start up with him. Just, you could think it. Don't say it. Because if he wants, just like you're Moiser Nefesh, he also knows how to be Moiser Atzmai. Zog Tehelege Mishnah. Oh, left it again. Official Mishnah sponsored by official Lerfuah Shleima of those two Cholim that he has in mind. Mi Shebo Baderech V'lo Yehoya B'yodoy Lulav Lito. Person was traveling and he didn't have a lulav. So when he comes home, he should stop what he's doing and he should shake the lulav. So Gemara is going to discuss this. It seems like two different things here. If he wasn't able to shake the lulav in the morning, he shake it in the afternoon. You could shake the lulav all day as long as there's sunlight. You cannot shake the lulav at night. So if you haven't done it in the morning, it's okay to do it in the evening. Says the Gemara Amris, Noitla Shulchanoi Lememru the Mafsik. You say that when you walk into the house, you should grab it off the table, even though you might be eating, you might be doing something, you have to be Mafsik. Vermini. Imitchidu e Mafsikin. We have a halacha by Shabbos, that when the time of Mincha comes and you're at the barber, you don't have to stop. There's certain things you don't have to stop. You keep on going. So we're going to have a problem between Shabbos and our Mishnah. Erev Shabbos. Omer Av Safro. Or I should say Shabbos. In Masechta Shabbos. Lo'yikones lo'yilecho v'lo'yilodun v'mitchilu kaidem ha-mincha. If you went into to the Torah before Mincha, and you were eating and the Torah came, hey, mafsikin. You don't have to stop the Suda. You don't have to daven for davening Mincha. You don't have to stop for davening Mincha. Says the Gemara, we're going to see later, Mincha, as Rashi holds, is the Rabbana. Hoike shows by Yom, says the Gemara, Verminu, imitchilu, hey, mafsikin. So what's the difference between a lulav and an esrig and mincha? Omer Rav Safra, and the Gemara is going to keep on coming back to this Rav Safra. Says Rav Safra, I have a kasha. On the one hand, it says that you have a lulav and esrig, you come into the suuda, it's al shulchanoi, it's the middle of the meal, you should stop. Stop what you're doing, stop eating, shake the lulav. On the other hand, if you're eating a meal and mincha comes, you don't have to stop. So Rav Safra says, Likash, hodik is shows by yoim, hodik is shows by yoim. It depends. When you have to stop by lulav and esrog by us, because there's no more time, you look at the clock, it's almost shkia, you gotta go. So you have to do the mitzvah. Over there, the Masechta Shabbos is talking about this time in the day. Omarova Maikushu. Why is Rav Safra being mechalik the way he was? There's time, there's not time. Dilma hodai raisa, hodai rabbanan. What's the kasha b'chlal? When you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, a lulav, it's d'oraisa. So you have to stop what you're doing. Yeah, you have to stop the meal. That's why our mishnah says stop. Over there, they're talking about a mincha. Mincha is d'rabbanan, so you don't have to stop for d'rabbanan. Elo, marovo, ikasha, ikasha. Let me explain to you. My father used to do this to me all the time when I was a kid. I used to ask a kasha, and he wanted to raise my spirits. It was a klutz kasha. So you say, oh, let me explain to you what you try to ask over here. You're asking based on the Rambam in Hilchas Sfira, that, you know, the Rishonim already mechalik. So he took that Rambam, he asked him, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's a very gevaldik kasha. Anyway, so Rav Safra says, no, that kasha is not true, but I have a different one. Let's ask a question from a deraisa on a deraisa. Forget about that derabbanon mincha. I have another question right here in our Mishnah between a lulav and a lulav. I have a question. The first part of the Mishnah says when you walk into the house, you stop right away. If you didn't shake the lulav in the morning, shake in the afternoon, alma. Loy mafsik, it seems like you take your time. You didn't do it in the morning. Chill out until the evening. Then you do it. On Rav Safra loy kashya. On that comes Rav Safra. Ho digi shos bayoyim, ho delega shos bayoyim. Yes, in our Mishnah, one deraisa against another deraisa. Why is it when it's a deraisa of lulav, you say you have to stop right away? And in the second part of the Mishnah, it's a deraisa of lulav, and you don't have to stop. You don't have to, you wait until the afternoon. The answer is because the second part of the Mishnah is talking about there's plenty of time. So take your time. Yes, it's a deraisa, but you'll do it later. When there's no time left in the day, you better stop whatever you're doing and do it right away. Maybe what it's talking about, it's a good idea to stop and take the lulav, but if you don't do good things, you're not into it, you don't benar bayim. Nevertheless, you have the opportunity to do it in the afternoon. What the Mishnah is trying to say is, listen, you should shake the lulav right away. And as we said yesterday, you should shake it benetzachama. There's reason magdim lemitzvahs. I'm not saying you should get up, but that's the first thing you should do in the morning. Instead of looking at your cell phone and then the WhatsApps, you run to the sukkah and you shake the lulav. There's reason magdim. That's the lechatchila. If you didn't do the lechatchila, then you could go the entire day, throughout the whole day, you could do the lulav. Like a lot of women, you see them like running around at 3 in the afternoon. Oh, I didn't shake lulav. Okay, it's still time to shake lulav. Elo Amar Reb Zeira. Oh, sorry. My koshi dem mitzvah is going to be koshi lulav. So then what's the kasha? What's the contradiction? There's no contradiction in the Mishnah. What are you asking a contradiction? There's no shaila between a lulav and a lulav. One part of the Mishnah is telling you the lechatchila, what you should do. And the other part is telling you if you didn't do it, then you have all day long. No, so let's take it back. You know what? The question is, like we thought all the way in the beginning, that the question is between a lulav and mincha. We ask the question, why do you have to stop for lulav and you don't have to stop for mincha? And you told me that's not a good question. Why? The obvious answer is because mincha is only the rabbanon and lulav is the raisa, so where does the question even start? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the question is. The question is between a lulav and mincha, but lulav is only the rabbanon in this particular case. That would be a great kasha. Why? We're talking about, let's call it chalamayid to make it easier. That midoraisa, you don't have to shake lulav every single day of Yontif. The Chachamim said that bizman hazeh we shake every single day of, just to commemorate in the Beis Hamikdash. In the time of Beis Hamikdash, they only used to shake in the Beis Hamikdash every day. But we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, so we shake every day just to commemorate that. So when the shaking of a lulav is a derabanan, now it equals mincha. Mincha and lulav are in the same playing field. And the question is, why do you have to stop for a lulav, which is a derabbanon, because we're talking about chalamay, and not for mincha? Says Gemara, and that we say, okay, because there's time in the day, there's not time in the day. Daikinami, I'll prove it to you. Diktani, misha baba derech v'yodei lulav. We're talking about a guy that's traveling. Who travels on Yontif? You can't travel on Yontif. You can't go out of the tchum. It's aser. So we're not talking about a guy that's over on Isurim of Tchum. We're talking about a guy that's traveling beheter. How is he traveling? He's traveling because it's Chalamayit. These are going to be the Risho and Mishari. End of story. Great. The official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, Zog the Heilige Mishnah. Misha hoya eved oy ishoy kata makir noisoy. Now Rabbi Isai, we're going into a sugya called Shemeya Koina. Famous idea that I could hear, we do this every single Shabbos. One person says Kiddush, and everybody that listens is Yaitza. It's as if they're saying Kiddush. So we're very familiar with this concept. Called Shemei Koina. Here's the sugya, right here in Shas. In order for me to be Moitzi you, you and I have to have the same level of Chiyuv. In other words, if a woman is not Chayiv in the mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah that says she has man grama, so she cannot be Moitzi a man who has a Chiyuv deraisa. And if a person is a Katan, so he's for sure not Chayiv at all, so of course he can't be Moitzi anyone, etc. So therefore, Misha, your Eved, the Eved is like an Isha in terms of mitzvahs, Oy Isha, Oy Katan, Makrinoy Soy. So let's say this child is reading the Hallel for the adult. Oyna Achreim Mashen Oymrim. So he cannot be Yoytze from a Katan. There's no idea of Shemeya Koina, the Katan is saying it, I'm going to be Yaitza. Doesn't work like that. But he just repeats the words after him. V'tavoy loy me'ero. You hear this, Rabbi Isai? If a child or a woman reads psukim for a person, and he repeats after that person, after that child, he's cursed. Tavoy olav me'iro. So let's see Rashi. Rashi the Ramasi with tavoy olav me'iro. You see by the wide lines? V'tavoy olav me'iro shelo ilomad. Because it's his fault that he doesn't know how to read. You can't blame your Rebbe. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame the system. You have to blame yourself. Why don't you know how to read? Because you didn't take the time to read. And therefore, you are cursed. Says Rashi, v'im lamad, but if he's a learned person, he knows how to read, tavaloi me'ero shemevazes koinoi lasois shluchim ka'ela. When a person uses the wrong messenger, the wrong shliach, and tells a katan, read for me, and he knows how to read, so he also deserves to be cursed. Why are you sending such people to represent you? You mevayish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This stam as a side note, it's one of my pet peeves, especially in America, there are many, many people that don't know how to read properly. And when I saw this Rashi, I was shocked because I was okay. They don't teach it, it's not a first language Hebrew. And the guy gets up there for the Amud and he starts fumfining. He could barely break his teeth, and then he swallows words. And he pretends that he's saying the word. When he's not saying the word, he goes, imagine if he read an article like that in English. You know, because the English teachers, when I was a kid, they're such sticklers. You have to say it like this and pronounce it and this. And he gets up there and he imams, that's a bracha, the MS, please. If you said that in English, they'll throw you out of class. In Hebrew, it's okay. Why? Because us Americans, we don't know how to read. So Rashi says over here, if you don't know how to read, it's your problem. And I really think, because I know I worked on my Kriya a lot, myself, just took a thing, you just chazer over. You can get better at Kriya even at an older age. What happens is people get in a rut. They're 6, 7 years old, they don't know how to read, so they keep on going, they push through school with not knowing how to read, and they fake it, and then this, and then they get them become adults, then they get Aliyah, then they tell them to read the Haftarah, and Hashem Yirachem, you can't say a pasuk. Like I read an Haftarah a few times. Come over to me. What, you prepared it? No. I don't have to prepare Haftarah. I just read it with the time. Why? It's second nature. Okay, so I have a little Israeliness in me. And all Israelis, for sure, they know how to read. But I don't think it's an excuse. I think all Americans should practice the reading. Based on this Rashi, I was shocked when I saw this. Tovel Meira, you get cursed. It's your fault you don't know how to read. Nobody else's. Zokti Gemara, the Mishnah. Imhaya Gadol Makro, you say. If you have an adult, adult is saying it for you. By the way, if you're a grunik, like my father, I'm a grunik, but not as stark as my father. So the gra in halal doesn't say, on yantif he does, so this is not doesn't apply to him, but on Rosh Chodesh, when you say a half a halal, the gra holds you don't say the baruch, the bracha. No bracha in the beginning, no bracha at the end. So every single halal, my father runs over to the chaz and you see him running. You be mighty to me. And then you have all these machmirim. They go like this. So the chazan understands, right? Okay, who he's dealing with. And they're mighty. That's what's going on here. They say the bracha. The guy says amen. And that's it. So, im hoya gadol makro, so oyna achrav aleluka. So what happens is that if the chazan is going to say the entire thing, and that's how it was, a lot of people didn't know how to read back then, and we're going to see in the Gemara. So, how does halal start off? Halal starts off, halaluka. That's the first pasuk in halal. If I can find it here. Here we go. Halaluka. Halaluka. Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. That's the first thing, right? Hashem Hashem says, totally, Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. Meshivei HaKeres HaBayis HaMim Mismichal. Okay. So, the Gadol says, hallelujah, hallelujah, no, first he says, hallelujah. So you repeat, hallelujah. Then he says, hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. And what do you say? Hallelujah. Yishem Hashem Mevorech Ma'atav Ador Ilam. Hallelujah. And that's how it goes. Keep on saying hallelujah. Now the Mishnah says, if you have psukim that people say twice, they double it over, like we have in our halal, certain psukim that we say twice, so that you go with the minhag. If the minhag is to say it once, the last paragraph in the halal, you say, you don't say, depends on the minog, but the last bracha you say, in other words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mulo Batish Bachas. Hakol ke minog ha-medina, over here we go by whatever the minog is. Tana Rav Bonon, I got an email today from Rabbi Badner. I forgot which one, because we have a few Badners. Yaakov maybe, I don't remember anymore. Where he backs me up when I said that you're supposed to say Kaddish After davening, and he says initial also, the Rav is very makbid, Kaddish, in fact, and he brings the Shulchan Aruch, he says, you're right, Shulchan Aruch says that even people that have parents should say Kaddish at that point, if their parents are moichel them, because it's not for the parents, it's for the davening. And he says, he doesn't understand why that rabbi said that it's not the minug. It's not a shiloh of a minug, it's a shiloh of Allah. Okay. Bein mevarech la'aviv. Listen to this. A child could make a bracha for his father. So the question, how? How could a child who only has a derabbanan be mighty a father that's chayv midoraisa? What's the answer? The answer is, he cannot. He could only be mighty his father in a derabbanan. Because when I'm mighty to you, I can only be mighty to you as much as I am yaitzeh. I can't be mighty to you more than I can do. So if I'm a katan and I can only do a derabbanan, I'm being mighty to you, derabbanan. What's the case that a father is yaitzeh derabbanan? For instance, if he's benching only on a shear of derabbanan, he ate and he wasn't satisfied. V'chalta v'savata, says in the Torah. You only bench when you're satisfied. I wasn't satiated. I ate a kibetza, but I wasn't satiated. Therefore, the son who's chayev b'chinuch, he's chayev to bench midrabbanan. He's able to be mighty his father. Unbelievable. You hear this? A 9-year-old kid sits and says, Baruch Adah. And the father sits and listens, and he's yaitzei. Why? Because they're both the rabbanans. Ve'eved mevarech l'rabbi. Ve'isha mevareches l'balo. Aval armu chachamim. Chachamim said, a person who lets his wife bench for him, it's obvious because he doesn't know how to read. If he doesn't know how to read, he's cursed. Go learn how to read. There are no excuses. Is anybody going to take that seriously? Or are they going to say, stam, I'm hacking China? Okay, listen. I truly believe that every Americanish guy that doesn't know how to read 100% could improve his reading. And you'll write to me in your emails, I listened, I chazered over, I did it, repeat it, and I'm much faster and better now. Anyway, so going back now, it's a shanda sometimes. Going back. So nachol, here's how it works. Hallelujah, you say hallelujah. Hallelujah avdi Hashem, you say hallelujah. Then it goes, hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki l'olam chazdu, all the way at the end of hallel, that you repeat the whole pasuk. Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki l'olam chazdu. Ona Hashem, hoishiyana, repeat. Ona Hashem atzlichana, repeat. But baruch haba, the chaz says baruch haba, you say b'shem Hashem. So nachamo, yeah, let's chazer over. The chazan starts out, hallelujah, you say hallelujah. Just one word, you say one word. Then he says the whole pasuk. Hallelujah avdi Hashem, and when he's done, you say hallelujah. Then, hoyd Hashem kitab gilam chazay, repeat the whole pasuk. Oda Hashem yishina, repeat the whole pasuk, like we do today. We don't do hoyd Hashem kitab gilam chazay. So from that says the Gemara, on the Flamet Chesem today, sponsored by MDY Dillon Group, for all those who need Shidduchim Refus Yeshuas, please join tehillim.aikmindav.com. We want to, says the Gemara, we want to hold on to the minhagim that we used to have. We had minhagim when people didn't know how to read. And not, by the way, not too long ago, that's what I heard about the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was very busy with people that literally didn't know how to read. There was a lot of illiteracy going on. They didn't know how to read in those days. And he would take them and dance with them. And these mechazik people, we're talking about only 300 years ago. Can you imagine 2,000 years ago when there's no, they didn't have chadarim, they didn't have these things. There's a lot of, you had to come to shul, there's a chazan said for you. Ah. So my father is in Los Angeles now. So I was able to lower the temperature. We're at 71 here. Not bad. We're getting there. Yesterday, 80 degrees. You watch this year? Nervai. Okay. Hilchasa gibarasa ika lemishma. We could hear halachas gdolos, like the sefer halachas gdolos, tremendous halachas. Lemishma miminhaga da halayla, from the minhag of halal. From the fact that when the chazan starts off, hu oimer hallelujah, vehinoimer hallelujah. Even a person who knows how to read beautifully, he should repeat afterwards and say hallelujah. Why? Mikanche mitzvah la'ano is hallelujah. So I see your side. It's a mitzvah. This is what we do. We repeat hallelujah. Not the Gemara is saying a chiddush here. It's not to be yoytze because you know how to read. You can do it on your own. But nevertheless, he says hallelujah. You say hallelujah. It's a mitzvah. Now, what about the rest of the pasuk? The first pasuk in Halal. He says, Hallelujah avdi Hashem. And everybody just says, Hallelujah. Now we're going to a case of an Amarit. An Amarit. He doesn't know how to read. And an adult reads for him. Fine. So if you're not Maritz and you don't know how to read, every pasuk that the guy says, you say Hallelujah at the end of the pasuk. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I'm moided to what you're saying. I'm part of it. Now, so that's two halachas. We have halach if the guy is a bucky. He knows how to read. Nevertheless, he should say Hallelujah. It's a mitzvah. We have a guy that's a Maritz. He should say Hallelujah on every pasuk. And then we have Vuoimer Hoidu Hashem Veimoimer Hoidu Hashem. What's up with that? Why do we keep this minug? We all know how to read. So let us just say halal from beginning to the end. We have sidurim. In those days, they didn't have sidurim. Everything is about peh, so they had even more trouble. Mikan shemitzvah lanis roshei prokim. There's another thing. That when you start, let's say, b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim, so you answer with that rosh perek. You say, b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim. That's an inyan also. Not just hallelujah, hallelujah every time. You say the first paragraph. It says Yisrael Mitzrayim. Idmanami, Amar Chana Bar Rava, Mitzvah Lares Roshei Prokim. Okay, There's such a concept. Who oimer ona Hashem ishiyano ben oimrim ona Hashem ishiyano. What do we learn from this? First words of the Amid. Hilchasa gibarasa ikele mishma menhagid ha'alela. We're learning tremendous halachas here. So what do you learn from the fact that the Chazan says ona Hashem ishiyano, and everybody answers ona Hashem ishiyano? Mikan shemayo katan makro isoi. Okay. If you have a minor reading for you, so you have to repeat everything. You can't say Hallelujah and be Yaitza from him. You have to repeat the whole thing. That's why the Chazan says, Ona Hashem Yishiyana, and we say word for word what the Chazan says. We don't rely on the Chazan. In other words, we don't rely on a Katan. So what about Ona Hashem Atzlichana? Who Oimer Ona Hashem Atzlichana Veim Oimrim? Ona Hashem Atzlichono. Mikan Shembol Lichbol Koifel. Okay? You have the right to say it twice. Everything. Why? Because of the concept of Shemeya Koina. When the Chazan says, Ona Hashem Atzlichono, you heard it with your ear, that's number one. You heard it. You said it. It's as if you said it once. Now that you're repeating it after the Chazan, now you just said the pasuk two times. One time you were yaitza 100% just by listening, and the second time you stopped said it. You see from here that you can say a pasuk twice. It's not a bracha levatala. It's not stam moitzi shem shemayim levatala. You're allowed to say a pasuk twice. So that's a big chiddush. Hilchos gibartayke. Hu oimer baruch haba v'moimrim b'shem Hashem. Now the Chazan says the words Baruch Haba. They do not repeat Baruch Haba. You see what's going on here? Because there's so many different things going on here. On the one hand, we start off Hallelujah. You say exactly like him, Hallelujah. Just one word. Then you say a whole pasuk. And then you say a different word. So what's going on here? So the Gemara is saying it's just telling us that we used to have a minhag. 2,000 years ago, we had certain minhagim. And we want to remember those minhagim. So we do a little bit of everything. At one point, the Chazan says one word, we just repeat one word. Another point, he says five words, we say five words. One time he says one word, we say a different word. Why? Again, to show the minhag. What's the minhag? Shemeya Kaina. He says, Bar Chaba, Yaitse, I don't need anything else. So what am I saying? Something else. B'shem Hashem. His Bar Chaba is enough for me. I didn't do that in the beginning of Hallel. When he said Hallelujah, I didn't say Hallelujah Avdei Hashem. I repeated what he said. Because over there I'm learning a different Chiddush. Here I'm at the Chiddush of Shemeya Ka'ina. There's a concept of Shemeya Ka'ina. It's a very, very, very important concept. It's Negeya to us on every day. Rashi brings an unbelievable example. Think about this. What happens? Sometimes I get annoyed. I look in Shul. I see a guy comes late to shul, right? So he's davening Shmona Esrei when the Chazan is davening Shmona Esrei. And the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. Kadosh, Kadosh, everybody's jumping, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And this guy is saying Rifayenu. Is he doing the right thing or not? You hear the question? If the Chazan is saying Kadosh, 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 he's saying Kedusha, or everybody's screaming, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba. What are you supposed to do? You're smack in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So you have a big machlokes rishonim. Tosfos says, you cannot stop and listen. Why? Because if you stop and listen, Shemeya Kaina, it's exactly as if you said, Omen Yeshmei Rabba. It's as if you said, Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. But you're not allowed to stop in Middle Shemona Esrei and say, Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. You just made a break in Middle Shemona Esrei. Rashi argues. Rashi says that since it's such an important thing, it's Kadesh, Kadesh, it's Kedusha. You have to be silent. Stop whatever you're doing. Shmona Esrei, you're in the middle of Shema Kuleinu. Stop. And pay attention to what they're saying. And you'll be Yaitse Shemeya Kaina. Who's the halacha like? What should we do? Rashi. In this case, Rashi. Yesterday was Tosfos. Today's Rashi. That's the Mishnah Berurah passage like that. If you're a middle Shmona Esrei, you're davening. Tosfos points out, by the way, he says, obviously, the best of the best is to do it with the tzibur. And that's why, by the way, one of the halachas, I don't know if everybody's familiar with this, it's a famous halacha. If you come late to shul, you should probably not start Shmona Esrei. You should probably wait until the chazan starts, and then you do Shmona Esrei with him. To the point that when you get to Kedusha, you could even say the Pesukim with the Chazan. So you don't have to miss out on Kedusha. The biggest problem that the Mishnah Berurah talks about is Moedim. Because if everybody bows down Moedim, and you don't bow down, you're in Shema Kuleinu somewhere, or you're past Moedim, then it doesn't look good. It looks as if you're not agreeing to bow to Hashem. So that's why Moedim is the most important one to do with everybody, to bow, so you make sure that your Moedim coincides with the Chazan's Moedim, and you bow with the Chazan. Anyway, it's halachas that we need to know, in the halacha l'maisa, Shema Kuleinu. Also, another important thing, by Kiddush, I get annoyed at my family when I'm making Kiddush and they're joking around. They're laughing at each other, smiling. Like, hello, it's Shemeya Kaina. If you listen, then it's as if you said the bracha. If you're not listening, you're not paying attention, and you're playing, who says you yaitza? So that's the coming sugya now. Bo minei berbchia barab shoma veloi ono mau. What happens? You heard the whole Kiddush. You heard everything, but you didn't say Amen. You're ignoring it. Omar lo, Chakimayo, the Chachamim, Safraya, the Sofer, Bereisha, Amo. Unbelievable. It's a whole list. You don't really see this often in Shas. Chakimayo, the Safraya, Bereisha, Amo, the Darshayo. All these, the Darshonim, the Chachamim. Omru? Shoma velo yono, Yotza. I guess if you're going to take action to show that you don't want to be Yotzei, then you're not Yotzei. But if you're just standing still, you didn't do anything, you didn't say Amen, you didn't stop, you're standing, you're Yotzei. It's Manami or Rabbi Shimon Pazi or Rabbi Shubin Levi Mishum Bakaporo. How do we even know this idea of Shemeya Koino? Says the Gemara from this pasuk. Dichsiv, Eis Hadvarim Asher Koro Yoshiyo. Whoa, no, it's not Yoshiyo. Hold on. Melech Yehuda. Asher Koro Melech Yehuda. V'chi Melech Yehuda Koron, V'chi Shafak Koron. So it says like this. They went into, Chilkiyo went into the, they went in, and they found a Sefer Torah, and this is, they opened up the Sefer Torah, and this is what it said in the Sefer Torah. And he's talking to the king. The king Chilkiyahu is there. Yoylech Hashem Oyzcha. It's a pasuk in Kisavai coming up. Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Lamedvav. Yoylech Hashem Oyzcha Vesmalkecha to the king. Ashutokam Alecha El Goyash Eloyot. Hashem is going to expel you. You're gone. The Torah that they opened up and was read to the king was speaking to the king. He got a shock of his life. Couldn't believe it. Right? That's what they do at the it's called Gerel Agra. You open up a Chumash, do seven times, and whatever the Pasuk says, or Chabad does it at the oil, whatever it says, they open up the Sefer Torah, boom. Talking to the king. Yoylech Hashem Oyzcha V'smalkecha. You're king. Out. You're gone. You're going to be gone. But it says over there that the king read it. But the problem is the king didn't read it. Like Rav Shafan. Shafan read it. Lufnei HaMelech. Elo, mikan l'shomea koina. The fact that Chilkiyo heard it, it's as if he read it. V'dilma, as the Gemara, Bosa the Karan, Ushafon, Koro Yoshio. Maybe he did read it. Who said? Maybe they both read it. Omer Rabach HaBayakov, Leisoko Daitoch. D'chsiv, Yan Rach Levovcho, Vatikona Lufnei Hashem. Your heart softened, and you'll be nichna to Hashem. V'shomach es advar meila. When you hear these things, v'shomacha v'loy b'koracha. It says mafurish that he heard it, and he didn't read it. So don't tell me maybe he read it. Maybe he did read it, but that's not what's going on here. It's from the fact that he heard it, and it says that he read it. Memeila, you see, shemeya ka'oina rahaboisai v'shvizoicha, to always listen carefully, and be yoitza carefully. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and if you're in Eretz Yisrael, have a wonderful week. Yishkoyach, thanks for joining so late in the day of Shabbos. You're a bunch of tzaddikim. Hashem should bless you all.